This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, June 17th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Fed Reserve kept its key interest rate unchanged today, but the market offered concern that almost half of the central bank's policymakers said they could support a rate hike later this year. The position suggests heightened concern about persistent inflation. In an unusually short statement after their two-day meeting, Fed officials dropped language that had suggested their next move would be to cut their key rate. In all, 9 Fed officials said they expected at least 1 rate hike this year, 6 supporting 2 or more. It's a sharp change from March when no policymakers penciled in a hike and the committee as a whole forecast 1 cut for 2026. Currently, inflation is at its highest level in 3 years. The European Parliament has adopted a regulation on plants produced by new genomic techniques. The vote completes the EU legislative process and clears the way for the implementation process to start. Legislation is said to be a positive step towards enabling innovation in support of global food security and creating a more predictable global environment for the breeders and seed companies that work across borders to bring these products to market. American Seed Trade Association President and CEO Andy Levine said in a statement, quote, "Plant breeding innovation does not stand still. Scientific discovery continues to expand the tools available to breeders and the opportunities to address challenges facing farmers and consumers. The EU's action is an important step toward recognizing the evolving nature of plant breeding and enabling continued innovation." The farm credit system remains financially strong despite growing stress in parts of the farm economy. That according to an information presented to the Farm Credit Administration Board. At the end of March, the system reported stable earnings and increased capital levels. Total capital reached $86.4 billion, up 7.3% from last year, leaving the nation's largest ag lender well-positioned to meet the borrowing needs of farmers and ranchers. Non-performing assets rose to 1.09% of loans and other property owned. It's not the same story south of the equator. Auctions of farms seized by creditors are soaring across Brazil. That according to data compiled for Reuters, as distressed rural credit has grown to almost a fifth of outstanding loans. Weaker grain prices, towering interest rates, and rising input costs, as well as the ravages of an unpredictable weather in the changed climate, have led to bankruptcies and seizures of far more farms across Brazil, producers and analysts told Reuters. Bad debts grew to 19.6% of outstanding farm loans from just 5.5% 2 years before the central bank showed. Problematic debts issued under Brazil's rural credit rules more than quadrupled in 2 years to $33 billion at the start of this year. Well, despite some market analysts speculating that Brazilian corn and soybean production would suffer in 27 because of challenging economics and questions about available fertilizer supplies, a new analysis from the University of Illinois questions that narrative. The study suggests that even when economics have been challenging in the past, Brazilian farmers have still increased production. The average annual expected production for both corn and soybeans has been roughly 6.5%. annually. USDA's current forecast for next year's crops follows a similar production increase with, yet again, new marks and record production. El Nino weather could thwart such forecasts. Ethanol industry groups intensifying efforts to ensure renewable fuels are included in emerging international maritime fuel policies, arguing the shipping sector could become a new source of demand for U.S. agriculture. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nellie.